on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
And we are back.
Hey, watch behind you. There's a guy with a hoodie and a mask on.
Which one?
Oh, that's right. I think.
Oh, is that Jorge?
I think it's Jorge. Jorge was right behind you.
No, it's a steakhouse he was attacked. Like, he doesn't come to pizzerias, does he?
Well, is this a pizzeria?
I mean, it's a kind of an Italian steakhouse. Kind of, you know, we're working into a full-fledged restaurant.
Yeah, so right now you're not a pizzeria. You're kind of a real
Philly cheesesteak today for a special.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, you like that?
It wasn't too bad.
All right.
Needs a little work.
Yeah, what do you like?
I'll go back there.
What else would you add to it?
A little mayonnaise.
Really? See, I almost toasted the top and bottom bun with mayonnaise on the flat grill.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
And so I almost did like, and I almost added a little garlic aioli to it. But I was like, you know what, let me go traditional because I know you're a plain Jane kind of guy.
I'm not playing today. I'm on fire today.
So what's going on with the UFC?
UFC.
I mean, they've had the PR departments on overload. I mean, between Cain Velasquez and
Hold on a second.
Chael Sonnen with 11 charges stemming from the altercation in Las Vegas.
What does the UFC have to do with either one of those two names you just said? Nothing.
But that's how people identify them.
Well, that's not right.
But that's how they know them.
It doesn't matter. The UFC PR department, the UFC itself, Dana White, they don't need to come out and say anything about Kane.
Those are their employees. They're former champions. But they're still, once a champion, always a champion.
The people that used to work for you that are no longer on the earth, do you need to worry about that?
It's different.
How's it different?
Because that's a brand's household name. That's a sport that everybody knows. So,
zero. Now, the other one, maybe, because they're both
current
independent contractors with the UFC.
Right.
A lot of people have different opinions on what happened.
What's your opinion on what happened?
First and foremost, I like Jorge.
Okay.
Jorge has always been good and cool to me.
Yes.
Jorge was great to me at the Super Bowl.
I would agree with that.
He is 100% wrong. And people that are defending Jorge said Street Jesus took the street law into his own hands.
He did. Indeed.
He did.
For sure.
And so.
Now, do you like it? Do you hate it? I mean, because you're.
It's illegal.
Well, but you're a for the rules kind of guy.
Right.
You're a military guy, a disciplined guy, a respect and boundary guy.
A rules guy. Now.
But I like the fact that he took it outside of the sport. And said, look, this
with
is my
one exception.
This is my county.
With one exception.
You can't come around my county and show your face and like act like this is your turf. This is my home.
And that's fine with that. And that's street.
And I like what he did.
That's street justice.
Street Jesus.
No, it's street Jesus justice. It's street Jesus doing street justice.
It's SJJ. Street Jesus justice.
Now, street law is going to step in. I mean, what Cain did was street justice.
Yeah.
Of course, he shot the wrong guy.
Right. Jorge got the right guy, allegedly. But
not allegedly.
I mean, it's still allegedly.
It's alleged that it was Jorge. It's not allegedly that he got the right guy. You know, and Caleb, I think, is caught in traffic because I want him here to talk about, you know, trash talking. We've talked about this. We've talked about trash talking, you know, on the field. He's said that he's heard everything on the field, and he's okay with it. Now, other offensive linemen that I've spoken to at the same time, some are not okay with it.
Sure.
You know, but when you talk crap, and believe me, I'm surprised that I haven't been shot. I'm surprised that more hasn't happened to me, you know, when I talk what I talk. But it's not against the law to talk crap. It right. doesn't matter who you talk about. So Kobe talked crap about Jorge's family, about his children, about his wife, about his bank account, about his grand. You know, it's not illegal to do that.
Yeah,
it is illegal to jump somebody. And
see,
put
I
his
think
hands
that's
on.
The only thing I don't like about it. I don't like the way he did it because it was cowardly to like sucker punch.
He was a ninja. Yeah, he was a ninja.
Covered his face and wore a hoodie and like, you know, it's
allegedly
a sneak attack. you know, I don't like the sneak attack approach. Because you had 25 minutes inside an octagon, you couldn't do anything to him. So, you know, a sucker punch. But I do like the fact that he backed his words and he took it outside.
And he said he was going to.
He said he was going to. He said, if you come around these parts, this is my county. You don't come to Dade County, Florida. And, you know, without permission. You got to have a permission slip to go to certain places, Randy Harris. You know this. Don't you? I mean, I'm welcome everywhere. You know, because I show up with pizzas. And I can go to any neighborhood, anywhere in the country. And everybody's like, you know, hey, pizza man. You know, that's like at the Star Center or Straz. You know, I get into VIP rooms and everywhere else. I'm sure I could be welcome in Dade County.
As long as you're not with certain people.
With Covington.
But no, don't you think now this sets up, even though it shouldn't, it sets up another fight?
Big money fight.
But it shouldn't.
Everybody wants to see this fight.
Do they really?
Everybody's going to want to see this fight.
After what happened in the last fight?
Because they made it real. See, the problem with the UFC is a lot of people think that it's scripted like WWE. A lot of people say, oh, they took a dive or they were paid or the promotion put this fight together because this is who they want as their champion. So for all those people that think that the storylines for the UFC are scripted, this made it real. And how many times have you talked about, oh, if you hate each other, I'm
always
okay.
No, you're right. And I do like
that.
But
don't hug afterwards and talk about it's all okay and everything's great and I love you and I'll see you at dinner, right?
Well, no. It's okay to say I'll see you at dinner. You know, like, you know, I talked to Dado 5000 not too long ago. You know, he was the protege of Kimbo Slice.
Right.
And they fought.
Sure.
You know, and like Dana has said, you know, you don't have to be friends. You know, it's about, you know, elevating and moving up and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, if you're cool before and then you fight and then you're cool after, like nobody has ever had a problem with Eve Edwards, ever.
Right.
Okay. I get that. You know, but and people hated to fight Eve Edwards because they love the guy so much.
Right.
But you're not going to go do anything to Eve after because you like him so much.
Yeah. I like the fact that he made it real. I think it's good. I think it's actually going to be a benefit for the UFC. I think it gives it credibility to the trash talking. I think it takes the press conferences to where they're exciting now.
I disagree.
Where you want to, because if somebody says, hey, don't come to my county.
Whatever. You know what county we should be in? Do you know what county it is in Columbus?
No.
I really wish I was up there.
Why? What's up there?
The UFC knucklehead chuckles.
Oh, I thought Deshaun Watson was up there.
On the phone with us right now, who gets back in the octagon on Saturday, Brian Barberina. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks again for talking with me.
How have you been? It's been not too long, but it's been a while since you've been on the program. How's everything going?
Everything's been great. You know, fighting has been awesome. I've been consistent, you know, been able to have three fights already, I guess, two last year, this one now, to make three, pretty much every 3 months. So it's been awesome to stay active, coming back from emergency surgery. So excited for this fight. It's a big one, and I'm ready to go out there and put on a performance.
You know, we were kind of just talking, Matt and I were talking about, you know, when you're liked, when you're not liked, you know, when you go to enemy territory. And I think you fall into some of those categories. Fighting Matt Brown in Columbus, is that something that excites you? Because I'll be honest, it would excite me, you know, to fight somebody in their town that is as well loved as your opponent.
Yes, absolutely. Like, fighting in his hometown, it makes me really excited. You know, originally I was supposed to fight him at the Apex in Vegas. You know, he ended up getting COVID. Thankfully, he recovered and is doing great. And the match got rebooked for Columbus. And I think this is where it's supposed to happen, you know, all the time. Like, this is exactly where it's supposed to be. We were supposed to fight here and in front of the fans and really put on a show. And, it's a super exciting time. I'm excited to fight him. But even more so that it's in his backyard makes it that much greater.
Now, you'll be able to draw off of that, and I kind of have a little side story. I went, and I was in the entourage of, his name was Tyrone Booz. He was the WBO Cruiserweight champ. We went to Germany for him to defend his title. We're being booed during the national anthem. I'm being booed while I'm holding his belt, and it was one of my proudest moments. I love the fact that I was being booed like that. Can you, you know, take a lot from that as well, or do you gonna need to block that all out?
Yeah, you know, I love it. You know, I think it's no big deal for me. I really just soak in that energy. And then when I step in that octagon, the noise kind of all goes silent, you know. I'm focused on the moment, and it's just kind of quiet in there, and I get to work. So on the way out, I'll hear the boos, and I'll be able to soak that energy in and, you know, really take it all in. And, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. I love it. It helps fuel me even more. And then when I get in there, it gets nice and quiet and time to work.
How will you relax this week? Obviously, it's just the beginning of fight week. Do you like fight week in helping you get relaxed and kind of taking your mind off of a fight on Saturday? Or would you rather, you know, just concentrate, you know, Rocky Balboa style, Matt Brown's picture on your mirror and just focus on Saturday? Or is it too early, you know, on Wednesday to do that?
You know, actually, fight week's really laid back for me. I take fight week as my biggest recovery time. You know, I don't do much training. I spend a lot of time hanging out, just relaxing in bed. I enjoy watching Food Network. I order food from local places here that look really good and for my corners to eat, and I love enjoying watching them eat. So I just really take in the time, rest, enjoy, have a good time with my corners and my friends. And, you know, we don't get really serious about fight time until it's time to fight.
Explain that to me. You're not the first fighter that's told me that they enjoy watching the Food Network while you can't eat. Explain that to me.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, we have all these cravings and everything. Like, I get a list down and everything, and, you know, I like to have the visuals of it. Like, I'm looking up pictures on Instagram and stuff of food, and just having Food Network, you have these high-level chefs and everything, or, you know, even normal people who are really great at cooking, and, you know, you get to see these amazing foods they come up with and hear the judges talk about how they taste and how good they are and everything. So it's kind of, you get the full sensation almost of, besides eating it yourself. And, you know, I do the same with, like, my team here, my corners. I order them food that looks delicious to me, and they eat it right in front of me. I get to smell it. I get to hear their input on the food and just really soak that all in until I'm able to enjoy it myself.
So Brian, I assume that food you're speaking of is from your Instagram post, Piazza Family, very good friends of yours, and it looks like they make, it says the best pizza, but I'm going to argue.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm gonna challenge that, because I'm a pizza guy, but I would love to invite you and your family when you come to Tampa.
Of course you would.
Come to the restaurant. I'd love to cook for you a tour de pizza. But talk about the Piazza Family and their background and how you know them.
Yes, you know, actually, I trained at the lab in Phoenix, Arizona, and Justin Piazza, the owner there at La Piazza Forno, he trained there as well, you know, just for fitness-wise, and his kids trained there, and they trained alongside my kids, and, you know, I ended up meeting him there and becoming really good friends and with his family, and they, you know, we've just kind of become great family friends, and, you know, they followed my career. I've always eaten at his pizza place. I went there and tried it, and you know, I loved it, so I eat there all the time when I'm there, and now they're available on, like, Gold Belly, so he can ship them to me, and I can have it in my, you know, just warm it up in my oven, and it's honestly still really, really good. I mean, it's not as good as you're there in person, but it's pretty dang close, so I'm glad I get to enjoy it now, even being afar from in Tennessee now. But they're really great people. It's a small business, you know, family owned, and the great pizza. I mean, I'd say the best. Everybody has their preference, but, you know, I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it.
So, Brian, so I invented the pizza diet in 2009.
Here we go again.
I became a professional bodybuilder eating nothing but pizza, so I can help you incorporate the pizza into your diet cut. And then on top of that.
Well, hold on. Let me interrupt real quick, Brian, and I don't want to talk about Matt.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to explain it to you, because I know what your question is. So Matt invented the pizza diet, and then he rode a bicycle from St. Petersburg, Florida to New York City. I can invent the ice cream diet, and if I ride a bike that far, I'm going to lose weight also.
You would never become a professional bodybuilder doing it. I did. But, Brian, here's the thing. When the UFC comes to Arizona in May, I'll try to look up your buddy's pizzeria. I'd love to go in and meet them and connect with them. And we'll set it up. When you guys come to Tampa, we'll do the same thing here.
That'd be awesome. What is your pizza place called?
It's called Tour de Pizza. It's Tour a cycling-themed gourmet pizza lifestyle. So it's all about 5 macros and healthy lifestyle and becoming a champion, being a winner.
The difference between Matt and I, Brian, is so his restaurant is called Tour de Pizza. If I owned Tour de Pizza, I would ride a bicycle up and down my street. Instead, he rides 1,000 miles to New York City.
How to deliver a message to the pizza capital that pizza's a healthy food, baby.
Whatever.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Okay. Well, the two of you can ride up there, unless I can do the powered one where I don't have to actually pedal the whole time. I'm curious, what do you collect? Do you collect, you know, memorabilia or trading cards or movie posters or anything like that?
You know, I don't. I don't really collect much of anything. You know, I keep my stuff. You know, the only things that matter to me that I would collect are, like, my fight stuff, and that's all I collected just for my kids. You know, I have my gloves, my shirts, and my shorts and stuff like that I can give to my kids, and really just holding on to that so I can give it to them and, you know, put them in, like, you know, memory boxes or whatever to hang on their walls and stuff or whatever. Do they whatever they want with it, but I want them to be able to have it so when they're older or whatever, if they want to keep it, cool, if whatever they want to do with it, but just memories that, you know, we had together because they're always around me and they're the main focus of my life, and, you know, I just want them to have a part of it as well.
Before I get back and ask about Saturday night, are you a fan of other sports, other teams, other athletes, any of that stuff?
I am. I used to be more so. You know, I played football growing up. I was a huge Brian Urlacher fan, and so I followed his career quite a bit. Ray Lewis, you know, not really. I have my team is the Raiders. I don't know why, but I've just always followed the Raiders and liked the Raiders since I was young for football. And try to follow Colombian soccer or football, as you know they call it in Latin America. But so I try to follow Colombia because my dad was born in Colombia and everything. So, and I represent Colombia and hold the flag up next to the U.S. flag in octagon. So proudly represent them as well. But that's pretty much all I follow. Mainly, it's just a lot of fights, and I follow a lot of fighters that, you know, one, that are entertaining, and two, that are, you know, friends of mine. So,
good stuff. So now I'll tell the Caleb story. So our co-host just got here. He was in traffic. He plays for the New Orleans Saints.
It's late again. It's a pattern, Andy.
He's a New Orleans Saint.
Take a lap.
So the story about Caleb, when he moved here from Africa, as a young child, he went to his mom and said, "Mom, I want to meet the neighborhood kids. Sign me up for football." So she signed him up for football, got a call from a coach saying that you need shoulder pads and chin pads. And they're like, "What are you talking about? I wanted to play football," meaning soccer. Signed him up for American football. And now he's about 6. What are you? 6'5"?
6'6".
6'6".
325, you know.
So I think he went the right direction at the right football, right?
Yeah. That's amazing. And then just went with it. And now you're in the New Orleans Saints.
Now I'm in the big leagues, man. It's a crazy story, and it's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, I'm glad that mistake happened.
So sometimes mistakes do happen. Good. So what can the fans expect Saturday night when you get back in the octagon against such a big name, Matt Brown, that I know everybody's excited to watch you fight?
Yeah, you know, I've been calling this the people's main event. You know, we have a good main event on store with, you know, the big heavyweights, but I believe this one's for the people. You know, this one's the one that everybody wants to see. And I plan on going out there and delivering. You're going to see a lot of action, a lot of damage, a lot of fun, and a lot of violence, you know. And I think you're going to get exactly the show you want. I know on my end, I'm going to go out there and put it all on the line. And I can't speak for him, but I'm pretty sure he's going to do the same. So you're going to get a nice, fun, action-packed fight.
I think I see bonus in this fight.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I believe it.
Good stuff. Brian, thank you for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy the week. Rest. Watch the Food Network and enjoy the meal you'll have after the fight.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you so much. It was great talking with you all.
Same to you as well. The UFC returns to Columbus, the home of Wes Sims. You know, when Wes Sims would hunt people down. I know you know that story.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody stole stuff from the bookstore.
Yeah.
and Wes chased him down. Caleb, good to see you.
Good to see you guys, man. God, it was a crazy, crazy chain of events, man.
Are you ever late to practice? Like, what do you do in the NFL when you're late to work?
You get fined a lot of money. A lot of money. It happened to be one time.
Really?
One time it did. My second year in the NFL, I forgot to set my alarms before I went to sleep. Late practice, I got really tired, passed out, and it was during camp, you know, so we get out like at 10 p.m., and I didn't set my alarms, fell asleep, and I got to meetings late, and it was about a $10,000 fine.
Wow.
Yeah, that hurt. It hurt for sure. You know, he was nice because it was Coach Cutter in Tampa. the fine, they can go up to $40,000 for missing a team meeting or being late to team
meeting. And that's for all positions? Or is it based on your salary or percentage?
No. That's what it says in the CBA.
Okay.
You know? So it can go up to $40,000, but I'm never late to anything. So he was like, hey, I know it's your first offense, so I'm not going to give you 40, but I'm going to take 10,000 of them things from you. Yeah, that hurts the pockets.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter how much you make. I was in the player's parking lot once, and I used to do a radio show with John McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Don't expect you to know him. A D lineman that was a gunner.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you talked about
okay,
him.
I told you
yeah.
the story. Went to Notre Dame and then transferred back out to California. So I'm in the parking lot, and everybody's already in. He was the last one there,
yeah.
and he's running. And I'm like, John, not again. And he ran in, and literally 10 minutes later, he ran back out, got in his car. They sent him home.
Yeah.
This was game day.
So another funny story. I was almost late to the team plane, which is terrible because they will leave you. Unless you're like Drew Brees or Tom Brady, they will leave you. And so as a rookie, you have rookie duties and you have to go get like food or whatever it is. So the guys were like, hey, you got to go to Wright's Deli and get a bunch of sandwiches. And everybody has a specific sandwich order that they want. So I'm getting sandwiches for like 20 people. Doug Martin wants this, and Jameis wants this. And so I'm in there in Rice Deli for like 2 hours. Del Mabry traffic all the way back. I get there, and the bus is about to leave. I'm sweating in my suit, like running in there. And I literally got on the bus, and I was like, I'm never doing this for you guys again. Like, I'm never doing this again. Like, I was so mad.
What is your thoughts on when a player takes advantage of those rookie responsibilities?
I
I'll just throw this out real quick. I know it's part of the rookie whatever.
Yes.
We've talked about the military whatever.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, you can go overboard.
You can. And I think what happens is when you see that you have a good rookie, because my first half of my rookie year, I wasn't a good rookie because I was fighting it. I was like, you know, you can't talk to me like that. You can. When you have a good rookie, like in New Orleans, Landon – we had a rookie, Landon, from Kentucky. Great rookie. And when guys see that we have a great rookie, they will be easy on you.
Right.
When you do, like, hey, like, you go over and beyond, like, you're on time with things, you get the food, you do whatever, guys will go easy on you. But when it's, like, the guy that fights back, they're like, okay, we're going to.
Who was the guy in Texas who refused to carry the shoulder pads? The wide receiver. I mean, big-time guy. And he's like, I'm not doing that. And they're like, no, yes, you are.
Yes, you
are. And he fought until he realized that it's part of the thing.
It's part of it. And then if you fight it the whole year, when they have that rookie dinner, they're going to put it on
right.
you. They're going to put it on you. So, like, you know, I think guys kind of understand now. It's not as bad as it was back in the day. But, like, if you you know, go how you're supposed to, you know, respect the vets and do your thing, guys will go easy on you.
Back in the day, a very popular rookie and a very popular Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Martin Gramatica, forgot to do something. I think he forgot to bring breakfast, and they went to tape him or whatever. And Warren Sapp said, absolutely not. He is our whole offense. We're not going to torture him like he deserves.
Yeah.
But he protected him. He didn't let anything happen to him.
Yeah. You know, the rookie stuff, it's fun. And, like, a lot of it is just kind of playing around and joking around. Like, it's little things. Like, I remember my first time getting taped. I didn't know that rookies had to go get taped early, because the vets go get taped whenever they want to. So I'm sitting there before practice about to get my ankle taped, and Will Golston goes, what are you doing? He's like, get off there, Rook. He's like, you're not getting taped today. He's like, I'm getting taped, you know? So just little things like that. And, like, when you get older and you're like, hey, Rook, get off. You
right.
know, it's fun. Like, it's just little things like that.
It's all part of it. And I won't say the guy's name, and it goes back in the day. And at the rookie dinner, he not only ordered the $5,000 bottle of champagne, but he took two back with him.
Oh, yeah, that's regular.
But that ain't right. I mean, I just don't think that's right. I think it's...
I mean, like, listen, like, I know, but, like, for me...
Who am I to say it's not right? But
for me, it's like, hey, like, it's part of it. You make good money, you know, like, and it's one night, everybody has fun. And, like, for me, the rookie dinner thing is, like, you got to go in there wanting to enjoy it.
Sure.
Like, I went in there, like, okay, I'm going to have fun. And, like, I'm not going to worry about the bill and all these things like that. Like, let's go and have fun. And when you have that approach, it's a good time, man. Whatever happens, happens, and it's one time, and then you're done with it. And then next year, when the new rookie comes in, you're going to be right there having fun.
Yeah. I was at the International Mall, and I remember it vividly because it's the day my dad went in the hospital before he died. And I was with some of your teammates, and they were making a particular rookie buy certain clothing for that night's party.
Yeah.
And he looked at the price tag, and he didn't want to do it, but he had to.
Yeah. you know, like, it's those stuff happens. It's like, I won't say his name, but we had a rookie my third year, and, like, he was a really, really good rookie, our friend. And, you know, like, he was so good, like, I took him shopping, and I went and bought him a Gucci wallet and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, took him, got him some nice clothes, and he's like, bro, you don't have to. I'm like, bro, like, I respect how you carry yourself, right. You know? So, like, right. Those kind of things happen. Like, when you act the right way and you carry yourself the right way, like, the vets reward that stuff, and they should.
I don't care how well you and I get along. You don't ever have to buy me a Gucci wallet because I would never use it. That's definitely, definitely not
me. You know
me.
What was funny? Because he isn't the kind of guy that's flashy. And after I got him those things, his now wife was like, Caleb, thank you for getting
really,
this
for him.
Really? Yeah. And now he's like, hey, like, give me the numbers of that guy. Like, let me go get him, really? Get some more stuff. Yeah. Wow. Now he's getting nice things. So there we go.
I'm staying in shorts and flip-flops. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll head back out to Columbus, and we're going to get a former pizza guy back on. He's our friend, Max Payne, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, a lot of things to get to.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about now?
Well, right now we're going to go back to the phone lines. Brian was just on, and he said it's the people's main event. But on the line with us right now is the real main event, and that would be our buddy, Max Payton Griffin. Max, what up, dude?
What up? What's up, guys?
How you feeling? Just the beginning of fight week, just chilling?
Wonderful. Feels spectacular. Waist good, vibe good. I'm on point, man. Really excited. Really excited to do my thing.
First and foremost, how's the baby? How's the family?
Great. Baby's good. He turned one a few weeks ago. My son Julian, he's about to be 11 in April. So wife's good. Life's good.
Time definitely flies. Give me your thoughts. We'll get business out of the way first. You are the main event. Against Neil Magny. Give me your thoughts.
You know, I'm the prelim main event, but I'll take it.
Well, but you don't need to say prelim.
Right.
Hold on a sec, Max. You don't have to say prelim. You are a main event, right? Yes, it's the prelim main event. So I just neglected the word prelim because you're the main event.
I thought you knew something I didn't know.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I'm not seeing that anywhere, but that's awesome.
I made some calls. I called in a favor.
I'll take it. It's been done. I'm ready, man. I like the opponent. I love the opportunity. I asked for a top 15 guy. Like, actually called out 15, 14, 13. They gave me number 8. So I'll take it. Fresh blood. They need fresh blood in the division. It's going to be his blood. But I'm going to get that spot.
Is there a particular thing or part of Neil's body that you want to attack, thinking ahead for your next tattoo?
We'll see what part I take off, but I want to make a whole collection of body parts on my ink, personally.
I'm a big tattoo guy myself. Like, what's your favorite pieces you have, and how do you kind of decide what your next piece is, and, you know, what's the process for you? I can tell you mine afterwards.
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel. I have my Terminator piece on my right side, worked that way to my forearm. But my last, I added an ear. I thought that was pretty cool.
You know the story, right, Caleb?
No, I don't.
What? You don't know the story of Max in the fight? Go ahead, Max.
Okay, yeah, I got to hear this.
I'll tell you real fast. I'm known as the ear collector. Three fights ago. I fought this guy, Ramiz Brahimi, talking a lot of trash. How he's just going to come in there and just submit me easy. And I took his ear off his head, hit him with a punch and an elbow, and it was hanging on by his earlobe. So I saw it inside of his head. It was gory. It was gory. But it was on World Star. Awesome. It was on New York Post. It's never been done.
Shoot, so you should have been the one to make the ear gum.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Well, how come I know that you have a lot of side projects? How come you didn't come out with the ear gummies before Mike Tyson did?
Yeah, that's a way better story than biting it.
I know so many people sent that to me. So I actually have an ear mold already. I actually already have one. So we're gonna get those popping.
That's awesome.
It's be cauliflower ears though.
That's great.
I know that I've seen a lot of things on Instagram and on social media, a lot of other things that have been keeping you busy. Anything, you know, that you can talk about anymore?
Working on some of my own NFTs. Got that stuff going. Just dropped a new beer. Blood and Passion. It's the Max Payton Double IPA with passion fruit and blood orange that I haven't had the pleasure of trying because I've been in fight camp. So I got a bunch of cases to drink when I get back. But we got some stuff going on. We got some good things in the mix. So really excited about the future here.
I've been seeing the UFC and, you know, fighters have been really big into the NFTs lately. How did you get introduced to it? And like how is that process going for you?
And let me throw question number three. What the hell is an NFT?
I could do that. So NFTs, I've been hearing a lot about them. It's basically like a digital trading card. So if you know what like cards are, sports cards, how there's like a 1-of-1 or like 10, 1-of-10, you know, it's basically like a digital sports card. You can look at it like that. So say there's 10 of them in the world. I dropped 10 NFTs, Max Payne NFTs. There's only 10, so people could bid on them. Fans, well, I want that. And then they could have a bid war for it. Then the person buys them. They get to keep it forever. But then if they sell it, I get a percentage of that every time it's sold.
So, but it's digital. Kind of a, so it's not something it's that digital, you can hold in your hands.
No, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to make it more of a utility. People who buy NFTs, I'll go train them. I could go to lunch with them. I could give them signed gloves. So I, being a fighter, can make it more worth your while,
yeah,
right? Rather awesome. Than just a picture.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I like
and
that.
Actually, we're actually doing 3D models. We have a 3D model made. My guys going to have me like smashing buildings, like some cool stuff, cool video clips of me, rather than just a picture, like most of the stuff is. We're going to have something fun, me blowing stuff up or beating up a big ear. Who knows?
Nah, are you going to get a Cuban link chain like Francis and Izzy did with your NFT video on it?
I know. We're working on that. I already talked to my jeweler, Adrian Blanco Jewelry. He's already in.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're already working on it.
Randy, have you seen it? Did you see it?
Like, no.
Yeah, Izzy and Francis. Well, Izzy had this nice Cuban link chain, and he has a video of him knocking out Robert Whittaker that plays on a loop.
It's a digital, like,
for the NFT that he did. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like an Apple Watch. It's like an Apple Watch. Like,
exactly. Okay.
The watch part embedded into a chain, and it's playing on that watch.
Yeah.
So that is cool. All right. So since Max is part of Team Knockout Radio, give me your thoughts on the little fisticuffs that happened in Miami. What was it, day before yesterday?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. California, we don't sucker punch. To me, like, it's a California thing. I was asking, like, I have a bunch of friends in Florida. I was like, is that a Florida thing? Because he was on Ariel Helwani a few years ago talking about how he's the king of sucker punches. He's known for sucker punching. And that's not something you brag about to me. That's,
right.
That's not so, something to be proud of. So is it a Florida thing?
No, it's not a Florida thing.
I was conflicted because he did say, when I see him, it's on site, on the street.
Yeah.
Wherever he made it, it's on site. So he's a man of his word. But at the same time, like, if you lose in the octagon, like, just take your L like a man. So I'm conflicted because he did say he was going to do it, but, like, take your L like a man and move on, you know? So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think he should have took his L and move on. But usually, if you sucker punch someone, you should, like, knock them smooth out or something. I feel like I've never sucker punched anyone in my life. But if I did, they'd be out cold. They wouldn't be able to identify.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. It just seemed like a miss. I don't know. I mean, I posted a meme about it today. It showed Masvidal in a ghillie suit, or showed a ghillie suit, and it said nobody, and then Masvidal. So I'm kind of getting on that meme train, and I just don't agree with it. I get he was talking about his kids, talking about he's a deadbeat, and it's on site, but it's still, I mean, in the mask and the hoodie, like, that's weak sauce for me. But
right, well, and I've always said that, like, when you say something about somebody, my whole thing is always tag them. You know, which to me is kind of the same thing. If you're going to say something negative or positive, you know, I think you should tag him. So I'm curious. And Caleb, we've talked about this before. Max, Caleb plays for the New Orleans Saints. And we've talked about trash talking. And is there a line in trash talking? Do you think there's a line in trash talking?
I don't think there is. I mean, people talked about my kids, and I beat them up in the ring.
Yeah. You know? I'm 100% with you. I don't think there's a line, but I think as a man, there's repercussions for everything that you say and you do. So whatever comes with that, you have to deal with it. So you say what you want to say, but then you have to deal with the actions of it.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Kobe, he got punched. He's the one who got socked up. So, but he got, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not his first time.
For what he said, but
because
I personally wouldn't have sneak punched him. I'd be like, oh, I'm right. I would have been like, yo, I'm right here. It was good, and then took flight. Not from the side, you know. And
I
don't know. Everyone's a cat fly. Ninja.
I'm not the king of sucker punches. I'm the king of Sacramento.
There you go.
T-shirt.
So what can the fans expect Saturday night in the main event when you enter the octagon door?
They can expect a big win. This will be my biggest win to date, my most impressive performance to date. They keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I just retired Carlos Condit. Shout out to that man. And I'm ready to put Neil Magny away. He fights real safe. I know he's real durable, and he likes being safe, but I'm not going to make it a safe fight. I'm not gonna do that. You know, I'm not going to play his game, and he's going to play mine. And I'm not playing no game, so...
And you ain't playing.
It's going to be a quick night. Yeah, it ain't playing.
When you coming back to town?
Actually, I'm going to Jacksonville for... 273
for April. Cool. Well, maybe we'll do set up 9. A side. I'll send the limo up to bring you down. You know, for a couple hours for pizza or something.
Sick. Yeah, I'm coming down April 9th. I'll be there for a few days. Got some good seats. Got a nice hotel, and we're gonna me and the lady are gonna go out there and.
Cool. Well, I'll give you. I'll holler at you later. We'll try to work out some details to get you down here for a little bit. As always, thank you for your time. Enjoy the week. Rest. Have fun on Saturday night.
And after pizza, I'll take you for some
thank
adult
you
fun.
Thank you both.
Yeah, and then did you hear that? Caleb will take you out for adult fun after the pizza.
After the pizza, we'll go have some fun.
Let's go.
And as always, we'll send you another box from 8 Man Strong, as well as some more socks from Odd Sock Official.
Oh, I was thinking about Odd Socks. Can they make me socks?
Yeah.
I want some Max Payne socks, so we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll talk about it. I'll get it done for you.
Get some ear socks.
Okay. Ear socks. Max Payne logo socks. And ear socks.
Yeah.
I'll holler at you later, Max.
All right, thank you, bro. All right, guys.
Max Griffin, what a cool dude. Just an unbelievably cool guy.
Max Payne earmuffs.
It's the Max Payne earmuffs.
I love
that. Yeah, there you go. Protect the ears so they can't get it ripped off.
And I'm going tomorrow to talk to the guys over there. So, you know, we'll talk about the socks and get Max hooked up. All right, let's go hit a real quick break. When we come back, we'll close out hour number one. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ozzie Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Back to the Future and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Says we're both rookies. So what's his name? Matt left to go make you guys some food. Which do you want to talk about first? Seriously, I mean, so much has happened, not only in the last couple of weeks, but in the last couple of hours. You know, obviously the Hill trade. To me, Matt Ryan moving on. I would have never have thought that.
This is, and I know I'm not that old, but this
no,
is
you're
the
not.
Most exciting offseason I've seen since I started watching football. Like, the stuff that's been going in, if I love the movement, I love the trades going on. Like, it's been mind-blowing, and it's been so exciting to watch. And I just love how the NFL...
Yeah. Tyreek Hill got traded. Oh, my right. God. I don't care about what LeBron did. Like, it's been amazing. And, like, it's just so... It's going to be a great season to watch.
All right. Publicly, I want to call out my buddy Styles G. White. Okay. So I get how fans are. You and I have talked about this.
Yeah.
This has been my opinion, not yours, unless you want to say it was. But I'm not a big fan of fans. Okay? I'm not. You know, they're fans. They're lunatics. They're fanatics. I get all that. So Styles G, who played for the Buccaneers, and he played for the Orlando Predators, and it's an awesome story as well, supported Baker Mayfield last year.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback. Now, he didn't cry like T.O., but, you know, that's my quarterback. He's my quarterback. He's a great quarterback. He's. Now he's like, the guy stinks. He can't play in the NFL. He shouldn't be a starting quarterback on anybody, which, A, I disagree with.
Yeah.
I still think Baker Mayfield is better than, and I can name 6 or 8 teams that I think he'd be a better quarterback than what they have now.
For sure. Baker, I mean, people love to kick you when you're down and when you're going through stuff, but, like, he's not – there's not 32 quarterbacks better than Baker Mayfield. You know, he played injured. You know, again, like I said, he's not Tom Brady. He's not Patrick Mahomes, but he's a starter in the NFL, and he's a good quarterback. And so, but it's just one of those things where it's like, hey, like, a guy's down, guys are going to kick him and talk trash and do whatever. But he's a good player. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, he broke a lot of records. He's a first overall pick of the draft. So
the Cleveland Browns couldn't get in the playoffs. He got him in the playoffs.
Yep.
They got shafted. And I don't like to say it that way, but they blatantly got shafted. Yeah. They should have won that game.
Yeah.
And a lot of things would have changed. And that's why I'm so critical of referees, of judges. And when I judge MMA, I take it so personally because it could affect somebody's career and blah, 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 blah. that affected the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Baker Mayfield. I hope he goes somewhere and he's very successful.
And also, there's nothing – like, listen, like, Baker Mayfield starter, two things can be true. Baker's a starter, and Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback than he is.
I agree with
that's
both
okay. Like, yeah. There's not a problem with sure. that. Okay, the Cleveland Browns had a chance to get Deshaun Watson. They did. Baker's going to go somewhere else and start and succeed. Guys get traded and go put somewhere else and succeed all the time. So I just think, like, people are making a really big deal out of it. It's not that big. It's a business. Like, right. That's how it works. And, like,
well, and that's kind of what I'm saying with fans. Fans don't understand, and I've talked to a lot of guys, you being one,
yeah.
that it's a business. Fans attach to whatever team it may be.
Yeah.
You know, we'll say the Buccaneers because we're based here. But it's just the players' jobs. Yeah, they love the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that Alex Kappa loves the Cincinnati Bengals right now.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't quite know the fight song yet. He's not even sure if they have a fight song because I called him the other day. I go, all right, what's the fight song? You know, it's a job. It's just like if I was to go to a different network or if Matt finally got a job at a real pizza place yeah. or, you know, whatever.
And the thing about when we talk on the topic of fans, when we talk about it, it's like, why wasn't anybody in uproar when the Seahawks released Bobby Wagner and then didn't tell him and he had to find out on Twitter?
Right.
You know, when Lonzo Ball got traded and he found out on Instagram, like, why don't fans are in an uproar about that, but they're in an uproar when a guy says, hey, I want my money, or I'm gonna hold out, or I'm gonna get traded? It goes both ways. You can't have it both ways. Like, you gotta empathize with both.
Now, I don't want you to answer this. I'm saying to the general public, NFL does stand for not for long.
It does.
You know, and I got slapped into reality with another offensive lineman, with Jorge Diaz back in the day. And, you know, basically we were playing basketball, and he goes, I want to tell you something. I'm like, all right, what? He goes, I'm getting traded tomorrow, or released, or whatever it was. I don't remember. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, they found somebody, you know, younger, cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and he went to the Dallas Cowboys. It's a business.
Yeah.
And Jerry once, you know, told me, from day one when you walk through those doors, the team's looking to replace you.
Yeah.
You know, for the same reason, money-wise or talent-wise or –
And I try to explain to people who aren't kind of in this world, and everybody who will listen, is like, imagine doing your job, whether you're at your desk, you're writing a paper, whatever you're doing, and there's 60,000 people around you watching you, and there's people criticizing you, and there's a guy younger, more ambitious, every single day trying to get into, like, every Tuesday, there's guys working out.
Yeah.
You see him. We're leaving practice, there's a guy working out to come take your job. You know what I'm saying? So imagine that kind of pressure. And trying to function under those kind of circumstances, it's ridiculous. Like, you can't imagine it.
So explain, and you and I have talked about this, and I've talked about other, you know, with other offensive linemen. There's guys on the team who are trying to take your job.
Yeah.
But you're friends with them.
Yeah.
You hang. To me, that's always been mind-boggling that you're, like, hanging out, but you know he's trying to bust his ass. He doesn't want you injured,
yeah.
but he wants to replace you.
And you all understand, and that's, to me, one of the coolest things, and, like, my favorite thing, like, being in Tampa was I had guys like DeMar Dotson and Evan Smith and those guys who, like, they know, like, I'm the young, hungry guy trying to take your job. And they were like, hey, like, you need to do this right and do this better and do that better. You know, as a vet, I think, and that's what was so good for me, was seeing those guys being that way, understanding, like, you can be a vet and be confident in yourself and help the young guy, because something might happen. Doc got hurt and I had to play. Evan got hurt and I had to play. And so it's like, I need to get him ready too. But it's a crazy thing that we're all friends and we're competing.
Enough about football and friendship on the field. My question is, why does your cheesesteak look better than the one he gave me? I'm just asking.
Oh, because I put love in it.
Exactly.
That's made with love. And that's actually made with Patty's Perfect Peppers because he likes spicy. So,
yeah
I put the love in that one. Plus, yours was free. I didn't.
I'm going to see if this is better than Jersey Mike's.
We'll see.
Because that's
see.
Number one for me right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. He's a Jersey Mike. Remember?
Jersey Mike's.
Let's see what he thinks.
It's not special. About either one of you. It's take, about take, me and the cheesesteak I had.
Take a bite now live on the air. Let's
right, we'll
real,
do it live on the air.
Let's get a real life
I'm sure that it's better than the one that you stuck on me.
Well,
could you not put the peppers?
Yours was practice. It's like AI. It's like, you know, like practice, man.
Well, I don't eat practice.
Like,
we're talking practice.
I kill it. What? Now. At what point do you?
Matt, you
oh, hey! Right look at that.
That's good stuff right there. Okay, this is number one then.
Okay, number
Philly's
one.
Philly's still losing. I'm sorry.
Well, everyone.
Geno's, is that what it's called, Geno's?
Well, no. Like I've told you, and we'll finish this segment in about 2 minutes. In my opinion, Geno's and Pat's is a tourist trap.
Okay. For sure.
The locals don't go there.
Yeah.
Right. We'll go to Philly. We'll go to a UFC up there. We'll do something. We'll make a reason to go up there without Matt. That's the deal. Without Matt. Because I want to be able to enjoy it. I don't want to be looking over my back for Jorge or Matt. You know, what's going on? What's happening?
Don't come to my zip code, dog. Don't come around here.
There are much better cheesesteak places.
You'll come to Northeast St. Pete without a permission
slip. That's right. I'm the king of Philly.
You'll come to the Racquet Club without a permission slip.
Whatever. All right, so what makes that so good? And
the peppers? For me, I'm a big spice guy. You know,
so like, am I.
I'm big on it.
How long have you known Matt? I'm just curious. How long have you known him?
Don't say too long.
2 years?
2 years. Okay.
I didn't say too long.
That would have been better.
I was like, oh, man. You too?
He throws jalapenos on my pizza. He knows I'm a spice guy.
I love spice.
It's all good.
Good.
It's all good.
You know what? I got to take you guys to an African restaurant, get you some fufu, some egusi soup. And then you guys let me know how you feel about Nigerian food. We gotta do that.
We'll do that.
Jollof rice. Like,
man, we eat that. Then we'll be contenders for the UFC heavyweight.
Listen,
yes, like, we'll get a strap. We'll get a gold strap. It's got to be in the food. I mean, the greatest champions in the whole UFC come from that part of the world.
Yeah. I've got some great stories when I was in Kenya. Some that I can talk about on air and some that I can't.
Kenya's a beautiful
The thing about Mombasa, Kenya, it's like the European Bahamas on one side of the street.
Yeah.
And then right across the street from these massive hotels, it's not very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's everywhere, but it's crazy. All right. We're out of time. Hour number one. Hour number two will be just as interesting.
I'll get you a cheesesteak.
As
hour two.
Well, be quiet. I want to watch you cook it because I don't trust you.
Oh, wow.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapso. All right now, baby,
it's all right now. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.